The Horseman's Corner is an original production of Howard Hale Broadcasting, on the air since 1994 with over 7,000 episodes with people involved in the world of horses. I'm Howard's son, Brian, and we welcome you to the Horseman's Corner. Calving ease is an important factor many cattlemen consider when selecting a herd size. Cattlemen and cattlewomen like to have peace of mind knowing their calves will be born unassisted and alive. Getting more calves live on the ground is the first step to getting more pounds of calf weaned per cow exposed and also equates to more potential for future profit. The Gelvie and Balancer breed has lowered birth weights and increased calving ease to meet demands of today's beef industry. Visit gelvie.org.
On the program today, bit maker Tom Balding is going to walk us through how to make a good snaffle bit.
So where do you get started, Tom? What's it take?
Well, you start with some quality material. When I had my welding shop in California, I was certified and did a lot of welding on aircraft parts and did a lot of fabricating of government aircraft parts and actually a lot of race car and motorcycles. And I bought a lot of my material from kind of a specialized distributor of steels out of Los Angeles, and it's all certified quality steel and different alloys. Whenever I can use as much iron in the mouthpiece, I use a mild steel. So you select, say, the 7/16 is the diameter of our standard snaffle mouthpiece, and you would cut it to length, and you would grind a taper in it, and then you would machine little slots. We actually weld in the copper.
Wyoming bit maker Tom Balding. You can find exceptionally crafted bits and spurs handmade right in Sheridan, Wyoming at tombalding.com. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless. I'm Brian Hale.